Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, right smack dab in the middle of the month of September, September 15th, 2023. 17 minutes past the hour, you are tuned into Friday Night Live. Tonight we've got Matt Morgan and Carrington Nelson and allegedly more people, although I have not seen any discernible proof of that as yet. Sean Kraft is out not feeling the best tonight, but hopefully he gets better and he'll be back in the weeks to come. Matt, you have booked the sit-ins tonight, but we've started and it's like 17 minutes after and I don't see any people.
They said...
Where's your people?
They said they would be here. It's not on me.
Did they find a... Well, yeah, when you're the booker, it's on you.
They told me they would be here, okay? I don't know what
you gotta do a follow-through on these sort of things.
Yeah, you look a little unreliable.
No, my guests look unreliable.
Look, you got the mics all jack-jawed over there. Now, how are you going to get two more people over there?
we'll make
what
it work.
What preparation have you done? I'm so disappointed right off the start of the show. You have no idea.
It's okay.
Well, what I do want to say is I learned this afternoon, this was kind of sad, got contacted by his sister, I believe, is who contacted me. Walt Tseng, a few years ago, the Mr. Rogers stamp was unveiled by the post office in Pittsburgh at WQED, the start of public television. That's where Mr. Rogers was filmed. That's where public television started. We were invited there for the big stamp unveiling, and Walt Tseng was the photographer who took the picture that was on the Mr. Rogers stamp. So we interviewed Walt while we were there, and he was a great guy, and I learned this afternoon that Walt passed away. So, sad to hear that Walt is gone, but he is one of those rare people who gave me advice that I use to this day. He was the man who took the picture that's on the Mr. Rogers stamp, a brilliant photographer, and he said, you always shoot up on people, down on animals, when you're taking a picture.
I don't know what I thought you meant initially, but I was like, wait, shooting people? What's going on?
When you take a picture,
you shoot up. That makes so much more sense. I got it.
Yeah, you shoot up on people, down on animals.
Interesting.
And he was the man who took the picture that was on the stamp. So I have to go by what he says.
Yeah, he's a reliable source.
All I know is wherever Walt is now, and I'm sure it's a good place, the pictures are a whole lot better. Because Walt is there. So rest well, Walt. Good man. You know, we have not done our little... We got a thing coming up later on in the show tonight. So you just got to stay tuned for this because there's going to be a music act tonight. And Carrington's highly excited about this. I know Matt's excited about this. It came from our friend George Casotas, PS117. Well, we'll just play it right now for all of you who have not heard it. Here we go.
PS117.
Here we go. Give it to us.
Cheer, cheer for 117. Our school is always supreme. Loyal sons of liberty, marching along to victory. Our standards are ever high. We will always reach towards the sky. We will always stand right by good old 117.
Now, Matt, tell people what's going to happen with that song tonight and how it happened and why it happened.
Okay. So that is George Casotas. He is a restaurateur and entrepreneur here in Marion.
Raconteur.
Yeah, he was also a Korean War vet.
He certainly was.
I felt the need to mention that in there.
Thank you.
He went to PS117. PS stands for Public School. That's how they label their schools in New York instead of giving them names because there's just too many of them. And that was their fight song from the 30s.
So, today, we've played that before. We clipped that out and have played it. It's very popular. Today, during Pastor Craig's show, we were sitting outside waiting for his show to be over. And you, all of a sudden, you say, hey...
I mean, like, you had mentioned it before.
Yeah, but not today.
Yeah. But, like, I hadn't really thought about it until one day when I was on my way home from work. And I was like, how much of the song do I actually know?
Okay.
And then I could remember the entire song. And
so
I was
you
like,
sang
well,
the
look
song
at that.
To me today out on the porch. And I said, oh, this is material. So tonight we decided that you will debut this song on the air in your voice, but you needed like a Donnie and Marie type of act. So, of course, you have enlisted Carrington.
Yeah, I was somehow roped into this.
So she's actually got lyrics. How much do you think you know of it? None, probably, right?
Yeah, not very much. I've only been here, what, like 7 or 8 times, and I think I've been asked to sing at least 3 of them.
But you've never sang, really.
I know, because I'm not a singer.
So tonight's the night. Tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night.
It's going to be a viral moment.
We'll see about that.
I feel it's going to be viral.
I got one word wrong in the entire song.
I'm excited. You know, it's going to be good, because you two have never sang together. That's great.
Oh, yeah, I'm not on our musical debut yet.
Well, this will be like a whole album. I imagine every week now you guys will sing a song.
Probably not,
I think you're delusional.
What is wrong with singing?
Nothing. Why aren't you singing with us?
Well, I'm the moderator. We have to put up walls.
No, everyone needs to be singing.
No, we have to... Oh, by the way, Barbara Walters, we haven't done this for a while.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters. And you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. That's very nice. I always enjoy Barbara Walder's little announcement there. And what are we've got? This one was talked about earlier on today. Larry Barnett, our good umpire.
Yeah!
There it is. My goodness.
Yeah! I hate that noise.
No. Matt, tell people what that is.
That is former MLB umpire Larry Barnett saying, you're out.
Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball.
Now, this is one we haven't done for a while, but since it's music night, why not? Remember when I got our friend Buckeye Guy in here to sing the baloney song?
Yeah.
So you're not the only one.
Yeah, here we go. Let's hear it.
Ready for this? This is Buckeye Guy singing the baloney song.
The Pacers are moving in behind.
Wait a second, wrong one.
Mike,
wrong one. Hold on. Hit the wrong button. Here we go. Buckeye Guy singing baloney.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Now, you can't be any worse than that, so that's just taking the pressure off you right there.
I don't know if that's comforting to know I can't be worse than that.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that was terrible. Why are you making people sing that aren't cut out for singing?
Because I feel it's my duty to entertain.
We all have our strengths and weaknesses, and they always say, play to your strengths.
You know, it's baloney. And when he said bologna...
When he would struggle to spell baloney, I was like, it's baloney.
And I gave him the words. And he still had trouble with baloney. Oh, man. Now, because the little brown jug is this week, somebody asked for this earlier. This is the clip of Roger Houston, the man 55 years who's announced the little brown jug. This is what he gave me yesterday on the show. This has become a popular interview.
The Pacers are moving in behind. The Mike Lump Convert starting gate. A field of 8. This is the second heat of the little brown jug. And here they come.
Isn't that exciting?
You can tell he's passionate about it.
Oh, next Thursday night, Matt, it's going to be exciting.
It'll be great.
We're going to be there. He'll be right with us.
Well,
what
maybe,
more can you say?
Maybe I'll get to see him do it in person.
Well, most likely.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
More chances than not. It's 25 minutes past the hour. I'd just like to note, your people are not here.
This reflects poorly upon you, Matt.
It really does. Your gray card is really in trouble now.
Look. How is this my guest?
These are your guests.
No.
You book these people. This is your booking technique.
To be fair, one of them kind of booked the other, but
it was in conversation with you.
She
gotta be honest.
She also booked herself with you.
Yeah, but it all started with you. She's your friend.
I mean, yeah.
In any event.
But like, that doesn't make it my fault that she's not here.
No, God bless her. And we'll have a top 10 later on as well. So we've got a whole host of things going on tonight. We've got PS 117 from you guys. We've got a top 10 list. It's going to be a great night. But we have some topics to get into here today. Now, this is interesting. This is a fascinating topic because this happens all the time. Now, According, I don't remember what the online source was, but it was an online source. A girlfriend snooped on her boyfriend's phone, got into the phone, looked at it without his permission. And it didn't turn out so well for her because she found in there where he had written things like she's boring and that he's going to break up with her. So the question is, and now she's depressed about this, is it ever okay to snoop in somebody else's phone or anybody else's stuff in general? Is it ever okay to snoop?
I don't think so, no.
So you think it's all on her? Now that she knows all this stuff, she just shouldn't have messed with it.
It's kind of strange that he had it written. I mean, was it like in a text or something?
Probably.
But like, I just don't think you should be going. If you are in a relationship with somebody, I don't think you should be going through their phone because that seems like a bit of a trust issue there.
A little bit.
That's definitely what I was thinking. That it just seems weird with the trust. I think, like, starting out in a relationship, you should always start with, like, you know, mutual trust toward the other person, and, like, that stuff should only happen if, like, somebody's broken the trust and you're like, hey, I'll, like, give you my phone password to, like, prove that you are trustworthy again, if that makes sense. Like, trying to repair the relationship. It's, like, on the person that did the sketchy thing.
But what if you suspect that they're doing something and that they're not going to tell you the truth?
You probably shouldn't be dating them.
Yep. I mean,
that's all good in theory.
If you have that big of trust issues, why are you dating that person?
Yeah, if you can't trust them, like, you shouldn't start dating them in the first place.
Right. But let's talk about 3 years into the relationship, and now all of a sudden you think, oh, something is off here.
I would talk to the person about it.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yeah, I mean, talk to them, and I guess if you...
I mean, look, if they lied to me, they dug themselves into a deeper hole in this situation.
Yeah, but you are on the other half of this now. You're on the other end, and clearly this man... I don't know that he was doing anything on the side. I think there's an indication that he was, but she's boring. He wants to break up with her. Clearly, she did not know these things.
She should break up with him first.
Well, no, because, I mean, I don't think he's probably happy if she did at this point.
Yeah.
Here's the misconception in life, that the person doing the actual breakup is the winner, because they think, well, I got to it first, just like you did. The truth of the matter is, maybe the other person is just waiting. How do I get out of this thing?
That's very true, but I think it gives you a sense of control if you're the one that gets to break up with the
Does it?
Person. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, see, I enjoy the end no matter how it comes.
No, but it's like the mentality of, yeah, you controlling your situation or being a victim of your circumstances. If you're dumped, you get to play the, like, woe is me, this sucks. But if you break up with the other person first, then you're all of a sudden like, this is my choice. I made this decision, and I think you're able to feel more confident about it. And it kind of, like, reassures you.
I don't know. I think at some point you probably have a regret.
You think so?
Well, I never have, but I assume...
If you don't trust the person, like, I mean, maybe you'll have tough moments, but, like, regret? No.
No, that way, because you think, well, you know, I did have good times with them, and you know...
Yeah, but he's calling you boring and saying he's going to break up with you. What is there to regret?
Well, I don't know. Apparently she didn't even know this.
Yeah, but she found out, so now it's time for her to get up out of someone better.
Well, you know what? You don't always find somebody better. Sometimes you just find somebody else.
You can't find someone better than somebody that's saying they want to break up with you and that you're boring.
Do you know the circumstances?
Standards are on the ground, Scott. Come on now.
No, I don't care what people do. Do what you want. But you don't always find somebody better. Sometimes you just find somebody else.
Do you know the circumstances as of why she was going through his phone?
I don't know, but usually it's cheating or it's I'm suspect of something.
Yeah, I feel like at that point, it's on the rocks, like, call the relationship good and over.
Yep,
and
at that point,
on to the next.
You should just use
But
just
doesn't everybody think
it.
They upgrade? I mean, isn't the current thing you're in always the best? Or why else would you be in it?
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean everything in your past stinks, because, truthfully, if the current thing ended, you might look back on all the past and say, well, that wasn't necessarily the best thing. Number three was the best thing. You know, I don't... So, the current is always the best. But that's a lie, really.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I don't think that you always think that something's better. I guess, like, the way things end kind of shows you what the issue was. Like, you know, maybe you think something's good, but, like, this girl probably was enjoying her relationship with her boyfriend till she found out he thought she was boring.
Some people are just mentally ill.
What?
Yeah.
No, I know, but, like, what is being mentally ill and being boring have to do with one another? What?
Well, oh... No, I'm saying some people are just mentally ill. Maybe she is boring.
Yeah. I think you can be mentally ill and funny.
Is boring the worst thing to say to somebody?
I mean, when it's your significant other, yeah, that kind of hurts.
Really? Boring?
Yeah.
Boring is not that big a slam.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe it depends if she prides herself. Like, if somebody called me boring, I would be pretty offended because I think I'm kind of funny. And, like, I don't need to be called pretty. I don't need to be called smart. I want to be funny. So, like, being boring is really, like, that one hurts.
Like, funny doesn't jump out.
What do you, like, about me?
Yeah.
I don't seem funny?
Oh, no, don't say it like that.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not saying it in a mean way. What I'm saying is I do think you're smart. So that's positive. But that would probably be what I would say about you.
Oh, thank you.
Because I don't really care how anybody looks. Mm-hmm. So I would say you're smart. Now, Abby, oddly enough, commented on your looks. I don't know that anybody has said you're funny, but yet that's your go-to.
Yeah, that's what I'm striving for at the end of the day.
So isn't that interesting that people have touched on the other things,
mm-hmm.
but the thing you want is not the thing people have gone for? Matt, tell her she's funny.
That's fine. I don't need your pity, Matt.
Go ahead and lie, Matt. The person who said she would never lie. Go ahead and lie.
I see. I was just about to say, though, I don't think she's, like...
Oh, Matt.
See, but, like, I mean, she's said things that are funny, but, like, she's never made a funny joke, like, in the essence of making a joke that's funny. She's always just... It's always just been in the circumstances of the conversation.
Well, I don't tell jokes, either. It's just more reactions to things.
Yeah, but... So that doesn't make you funny, either.
Thank you.
You're funny if you tell jokes and you make people laugh.
You've laughed.
Comedians are funny. They get up on stage and tell jokes for an hour straight.
That's not always... that's not the most funny thing to me. Usually, to me, it's the out-of-ordinary comment that is funny. The out-of-place comment. I don't think jokes are funny.
I agree. I never think jokes are as funny as, like, somebody that, like, either didn't intend to be funny or, like, yeah, just a small comment.
Like, sometimes something... And I'll tell this story because I think it's been told on the air before. One time somebody fell through the porch as I was walking out the door. And when they fell through the porch, I almost bit my lip through trying not to laugh because it was so funny, so out of place, and the person is moaning, laying there through the porch. And then somebody started to pray who was out there for them. And I just couldn't even imagine this circumstance was happening. And it was awful. I mean, I should have went by the hospital on the way home because I think I'd bitten through it trying not to laugh.
That's hilarious.
But that is not a joke. And I felt horrible. And at one point I said, do you want me to call an ambulance? But it was just, to me, nothing is funnier than stuff like that.
I agree. It's just like circumstances whenever you're just like, how do we get here? Like, let's look around and really take it all in. Hilarious.
Yeah, but if you're not trying to, see, like, the
like, sometimes I'll say the rude, now you'll laugh sometimes on this show when I say the rude thing. The unexpected thing. And that's why I say it. I'm not saying it to be rude. I don't think I am rude off the air. But on the air, I go for that. Because I think that that is funny. You know, because it's unexpected. You say, well, that person's not going to really say that when that person says that. But you do. And the unexpected is funny.
I mean, I think they're just more, like... it's easier for me to say that a person who gets on stage and intentionally, you go there to be told jokes.
Okay.
Like, that person, I think, is better at telling jokes than the majority of people who...
Telling jokes, yes.
Like, everybody can stumble into a funny situation.
Yeah. But
not everybody can go tell jokes for an hour straight.
But not every joke is funny. And if you've heard a joke, that's it. Hearing it again is not going to make you laugh. You can hear a song, the same song, all night long if you like the song. If you hear a joke the second time...
Not funny.
Not anymore. Funny.
Yeah, maybe you just have a different standard of what you think funny is, and, like, that's okay. That's
your right. So give us some funny, Carrington.
I know, I'm, like, the small comment kind of funny.
So you're that type of funny as well.
Yes.
Sardonic.
Yeah.
Dry.
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay, well, maybe I just haven't seen it.
Yeah, maybe nobody's paying attention.
No, but you have made... you know what? I have to take that back a little bit, because you've said things to me that I didn't expect you to say that I thought were funny.
Yeah, I feel like I do that all the time.
Yeah, so you do... Yeah, I've seen more of that in the last couple weeks. So, yeah, I guess you're a little funny. But I would go more towards smart as a compliment, because I do think you're smart, and a lot of people have said that to me. That you're well-spoken and smart. So I would go with smart.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm not offended by any compliment. I'll take what I can get.
Thanks,
everybody.
Get. Yes, but, there you go.
But yeah, funny. That's what I'm after.
Well, funny. Okay, well, work on the funny. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hi, Hello, Scott.
Yes.
This is Pastor Craig.
Oh, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, but I've got a strange text here I don't quite understand.
Oh, give it to us.
I got a text from Matt, and it says, help, help, P. Craig, get here as fast as you can, bail me out.
Well, you know, have you been listening to the show? Matt booked some guests on this show, and we're nearly halfway done with the show, 36 minutes past the hour here, and they have yet to arrive.
Once again, I would like to state that they kind of booked themselves.
Pastor, whose head does this fall on?
Well, that's 100% on Matt.
I think so, too. I agree.
Yeah.
Now, Pastor, you listen to the show each and every week. Do you find Carrington funny?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
and,
liar.
You know, I got it. What did you say?
No, go ahead. I'm kidding.
And actually, believe it or not, I can relate to what Carrington said, because all of my life, I didn't care what people thought about me. I didn't care what people said about me as far as what I looked or what kind of a person I was. All I wanted to do was make people laugh. That was the most important thing to me, is make somebody laugh. So I can relate to what she says.
Oh, I understand people are trying to be funny. I'm just saying, are they funny?
You know, it's kind of interesting, because you were talking there about stand-up comedians. There are very, very, very few stand-up comedians that I actually laugh out loud when I see them. I've sat through an entire set at a you know, stand-up comedy play, and I probably didn't laugh more than one or two times the entire night. But, you know, the best comedy is just in conversations you have with people, where somebody makes a wisecrack, somebody a play on words, somebody gives a response that you're not expecting. That's where comedy is.
I think you're right. Matt, strike two against you.
There's still a lot of pressure. I think if you're going into a situation and, like, you know that you're supposed to laugh, it's like, okay, like, I want to authentically laugh. But if you're, you know, in a neutral state and then something just happens to be funny, it's, like, easier to laugh and enjoy it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Absolutely.
I think Pastor Craig just watched a bad stand-up comedian.
I've watched a lot of stand-up comedians. Yeah, and there are a few that are funny, but the majority of them aren't that funny.
I think stand-up is probably one of my favorite forms of entertainment.
Well, all I can say is, where are your guests that you booked tonight?
I know. Well, that's getting funnier by the moment. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
They're not coming.
No, they're not. They stood you up. That's very sad, man. I feel bad for you in a way.
Look, man. Do I need to tell the story of how she was supposed to come tonight?
You can tell any story you want. It's your song. Sing it.
So she walked up to Scott and said, hey.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Start.
No. That's how it works. Whoa. That's how the story went.
The beginning of the story. You're picking it up where you want to pick it up. You tried to book her 3 weeks ago. She did not show. Then you tried to book her 2 weeks ago, and she did not return your message at all. So I ran into her at work, and I think she felt bad because she had not opened your message. And she said, I got to write stuff like this down. I didn't even open Matt's message till after the show was over. I feel so bad. I'll be there this week. I'm going to write it down. That's the true story.
I wasn't going to book her anymore.
Because she was standing you up.
Yeah.
Okay.
This time she stood herself up. Oh. She booked herself.
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Carrington?
Yeah, I think it's your guest. Like, would Scott know this person without you?
Yes.
But would I book her without you? No.
I asked her if she wanted to be on the show before, like, originally, and she had said no. And then you asked her, and she got on. So she's your guest. She just knew her through me first.
Well, but I think...
You were even surprised that I didn't ask him, and I was like, I did. She just wasn't interested.
No, I was surprised that you didn't ask her, but then I found out you had asked her, and she just told you no.
Correct.
Like, I feel if I had asked her to be here tonight, she'd be here.
I mean, she asked herself.
Kind of. She was just telling me the story of how she turned you down twice, and then she was going to try to come this week. I wasn't really, are you coming? That's all I'm saying. We'll see what happens.
Maybe she's confused. Maybe she doesn't know she's supposed to be here. Well, are we sure we articulated that to her clearly?
That would be next department. Anyway, on TikTok. Now, this is an interesting thing. Not that I'm on TikTok, but this is from TikTok. There's a viral thing on TikTok right now. Maybe you know about it. Matt doesn't. He doesn't like TikTok. Where people are asking, I think it's their significant others, but I think they're just asking men in general. You know about this.
I know where this is going.
You know where this is going. What do you think of the Roman Empire?
It's how often you think of
how
it.
How often? You're right. How often? I haven't had that written down. How often do you think of the Roman Empire? People are asking men this and then putting it on TikTok.
We talked about this today at work, actually.
What is this? So, Matt, how often do you think of the Roman Empire?
Not very often. Only when I...
You think of it, though. This is so funny.
Like, I mean, how often?
Well, like...
Statistically, we need numbers.
Like, only in the... Like, if I was at, like, my friend's house and we were playing UFC, or, like I watch a lot of, like, boxing... Like boxing recap things. And, they, like, the boxers are always... fighters in general are usually referred to as gladiators. And every time you hear the word gladiators, I'm like, Colosseum, Rome.
So, okay, like, so it's not like I'm necessarily... Happen?
I don't know. I specifically like to watch Mike Tyson recaps. So, that's been a here recent thing, though. So, here recently, probably... I don't know an empirical number. Just like 3 times.
A week?
Depends on how many videos I watch of Mike Tyson.
Why is this a thing?
Fighting somebody.
Why is this a thing?
I don't know how it started exactly, but I think someone had like asked their boyfriend this question and he gave like a surprising answer where he was like, oh, maybe like twice a month, and all the girls were like, what the heck? Like, I haven't thought of the Roman Empire since 7th grade whenever we talked about the Roman Empire, which I was like...
I think about
absolutely.
Greece more.
That's not the Roman Empire.
Yeah, but Greece is cooler.
But you think about the Roman Empire.
Yeah, Rome was alright. Just okay. Greeks are cooler.
So girls don't... What we're learning about this, apparently, is girls don't think about it. Guys do.
Yeah.
3 times a week, in this case.
3 times a week.
They're forgetting about history, Scott. Those who forget the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them.
Yeah, but I don't know why the Roman Empire. I don't understand what that's about.
I don't know.
Like, how often do you think of dinosaurs? Is it... What's the point of Roman Empire? What's that period have to do with anything? How often do you think about JFK? How often do you think about George Washington?
I bet you think about JFK more now.
You know, I don't.
Recent times.
No, I'm a little appalled by the whole JFK thing.
I think about JFK every time I see my grandpa because of the fact he told me that they killed JFK because he was too popular.
I don't even dig into that subject anymore because the deeper I was digging into that week to week, the more appalled I was getting. So I thought, we got to stop that. I don't want to know any more about it. Because I think of JFK as a president who was assassinated, very young, unfortunate, sad event. And then all I hear is, he's hot.
That's not appalling. It's just...
To me, that's appalling. I just can't. I think of the man in a very...
It's genuinely surprising to me that you've never heard that before.
That he's hot?
Like, the people on TV thought JFK looked better.
Yes, I've heard that, but they also say that about Harding. They say that's why the women voted for him in the first election. I've heard that. Bill Clinton, they used to say that about. That's why he had all these women.
Bill Clinton was not good looking.
But I don't sit and think about... how men look, so to think of JFK as, in
yeah, but like,
the broad
neither
sense.
Neither do I, but like, I have heard, like, I don't
so
remember
So you say,
where.
You and the Roman
JFK's
Empire.
Hot.
There you go.
It's okay, Matt, just say it.
No.
Just let it out. How often do you think about JFK's hotness? More than the Roman Empire, less than the Roman Empire?
I don't.
I don't believe you.
Until Carrington brought it up, I'd actually forgot that was a thing.
I don't know that it ever was a thing.
It's a thing!
No, it's not a thing.
Look,
it's not a thing at all.
Yeah, I bet if we Googled who was the hottest president.
Okay, so if
JFK.
We
if we looked it up, JFK is coming number
so
one.
So if we reverse this and ask a woman, how often do you think of JFK's hotness?
More recently, like I have been more just because of this show, but before then, maybe every other month.
Jeez. Yeah. Every other month of your life, you think about John F. Kennedy, a president who was president 40 years before you were born?
I mean, you know, it's like a maybe a brief moment. You know, you see a picture of all the 50 presidents, and like your eye's drawn to the right one. You know.
Ooh, Lord. Okay. Well, there you go. We're gonna have a female president for me, and then it's gonna be that one because she's the only girl. So no matter how she could have a face like a mud fence, and I'm gonna have to say, well, yeah, she's the hottest.
Hottest and the ugliest.
Yeah, right. Well, when you're the only, you get both titles.
That's true. Goes I'm both my grandparents' ways. Favorite granddaughter.
There you go. You know, I don't understand the TikTok thing. I don't know why that's a thing, but I thought it was interesting that guys apparently do think of the Roman Empire.
I had saw on Instagram previously, it was a repost from a TikTok, but it was just this girl. It was just a clip of this girl walking up to her boyfriend repetitively asking him what he's thinking about, and he would just give these long, random answers.
Well, you know, I don't... what do you think about? I don't know. I try not to think about the same thing over and over. Anything.
I like to think about a lot of things.
Well, I don't know. I like to think of philosophical things.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I like to things with that really don't have an answer, but help us get to where we're going in life. Why are we here? You know, that has no answer, but certainly a lot of input can be put in on that. That's philosophy.
Philosophy's good.
Do you have a philosophy? I like to ask people that in interviews. What's your philosophy?
What do you mean?
Like, what's your thought in life? What's your philosophy? How do you get through in life? Like, my philosophy is two things. This too shall pass. I think of that in good and bad times. Because some bad times people only think about the bad. But the good will pass too. So it's always this too shall pass. And I never learned anything when I was talking. I think that's my philosophy.
You talk a lot for somebody who has that theory.
Hey! That was a little funny.
I actually have both of those, but I always phrase them differently.
What do you got?
I always said that things always turn out fine in the end.
Not for dead people, but go ahead.
If you're dead, it's just as fine for you. You don't know the difference.
You don't know where you end up.
Does it matter?
Yeah.
If you're dead, you don't know either way.
Well, maybe. You don't know that for sure. There's always a chance.
As in the terms of living, once you're dead...
Yeah, but a lot of people believe that you go someplace else, and if you go someplace else, you got two choices, and one of those is not a happy place.
I mean, I guess it depends.
Okay. Send me a letter once you get there. Okay.
It depends on the religion, but...
And everything turns out fine in the end. Okay. What if you're very ill at the end, and the last thing you have is your illness? Death is not happy. But go ahead. I don't know about that everything turns out fine in the end thing.
Everything turns out fine in the end.
I think everything passes. I don't know that it turns out fine. But go ahead. What's the other one?
And the other one is sometimes the quiet people... I can't even think now. Sometimes the quiet ones are the smart ones. Like my uncle one time, I don't remember how he phrased it, but he's always been quiet. So one time when I was super young, I asked him, I was like, why are you so quiet? And he was like, one of these days you're going to learn that the loudest people don't always have all the answers.
Oh, loud is not right, that's for sure. So we all go to like John's funeral, and John's died of a massive heart attack in his sleep. And I say, how did John die? And you say a massive heart attack in his sleep. And I say, well, it turned out fine for him in the end. That's not fine in the end. But anyway, what do you think, Carrington?
I think that one philosophy I like to live by is the only thing that's constant is change, because I get really freaked out about things changing and stuff, so I just got to remind myself that it consistently happens.
That's true.
Some are just bigger than others.
Do you think everything turns out okay in the end?
I think people like to say that, for sure. It's comforting to think that.
It is comforting, mm-hmm. But is it true?
It's never been wrong for me.
All 19 years of it.
A whole 19 years.
No, because something can end badly, and that's never going to end well.
Yeah, but you always end up okay with it.
Well, you should say, I'll end up okay. I mean, we're all going to go on until we don't go on anymore, but it doesn't mean like, let's say you get fired from a job. That ended poorly. Now, you might not harbor it for the rest of your life, and you are going to live, but it didn't end well. It didn't turn out fine in the end.
Overall, you are going to end up okay. Everything turns out fine.
But the job did not turn out fine. The job ended with you getting canned.
Yeah, but you ended up working somewhere else.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Everything turns out fine in the end.
Do Do you think it's more of, like, everything happens for a reason? Like, maybe the job, you know, you did get fired, but then maybe you do find a better job. So do you think it's more of that, like, there's a reason behind it and, like, it's going to lead to something better?
What about somebody who dies young and is not supposed to? Somebody who commits suicide.
I don't think anybody's...
Somebody gets hit by a car.
I don't think anybody's not supposed to die.
I don't think a suicide is supposed to
everybody's
be the way you go out.
Everybody's supposed to die.
Not with a suicide. Not by getting hit by a car.
Yeah.
I don't think it turned out well for them in the end. They had, well, they could have lived another 40 years, but they decided to do whatever they did. All those horrible things that people do who commit suicide.
In the realm of the living.
Well, they're alive till they do it. You know the worst statistic I ever heard? I had a suicide expert on one time. What a happy topic. But the person was on, and they said that all... I don't know how they know this, but all suicides, once they do whatever they do that is going to... They can't go back. That last moment, they regret it.
I've heard this before. I think it was about people who were, like, jumping over, like, waterfalls or off bridges and stuff.
Yes.
And it's, like, anybody who lived through it was thankful didn't end up dying.
Isn't that horrible?
Dying. Yeah, it's terrifying.
To think that the last thing you think of is, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. I mean, it's reasonable.
Yeah, but that is not a happy ending.
Your body's programmed to kind of want to live. It doesn't want to die.
I just don't think life is a Disney movie. I think life is much more multifaceted than that. Doesn't mean life's not good, but there can be bad moments.
I didn't say there couldn't, but it turns out okay in the end.
Okay. I hope. You know, you always hope. Hope springs eternal, that's for sure.
That's true.
And hope is the last thing that dies.
Wow.
Hope is the last thing that you lose.
That was poetic.
That's why I'm here.
That was good.
That's why I'm here. You should paint a picture of that.
Yeah.
Hope dies last. But I do love, I never learned anything when I was talking, because that's just factual, but nobody ever thinks about that. It is true. How can you learn something when you're talking? You're only telling somebody what you know.
I mean, there was times in school when I talked through all the classes, and then I could pass my tests.
You learned anything.
I wasn't paying attention. How did I not... Okay, if I didn't know how to do the math...
You got offended by that. I saw it come out
just,
there.
If I didn't know how to do the math previously, and I was talking during the lesson, so I wasn't paying attention, and then they gave me the test, and I passed with, like, an 85, I think I learned how to do the math.
Maybe you just already knew. I mean, passing and doing well are different things.
No. What if I didn't know how to do it first, and then I would talk during class, and I would get home, and I would know how to do my homework... I would get back, and I would do I knew how to do the tests. How am I not learning?
Do you think it's just like osmosis, like a teacher's talking in the air, and it's just seeping into your brain? What do you mean? How are you learning if you're not paying attention?
I mean, it could be. It's like, have you ever heard this? Like, have you ever heard people like who sleep with their earbuds in?
Yeah.
And they'll like run like some kind of like self motivation or something like that in their earbuds while they sleep.
Yeah, I just don't think I believe in it.
They do, and it works for them.
Yeah, I mean, the placebo effect works for people,
so,
too.
I mean, if I can placebo myself into learning math that I never paid attention to learn, I'll take it.
Good
but placebo
you.
Would not be learning. You're not actually learning. It's
yeah.
something you already knew, or you just lucked out.
I don't think you can luck out on passing every test.
I don't know. If you know enough about, if you know a little about a lot, you can pass.
I got bounced around in the...
Did you get straight A's?
No, but I also didn't...
If it's osmosis, you should have.
I also didn't do my homework most of the time. They told me tests were 75% of my grade, so why would I do homework if all I had to do was pass the test?
So you got a 75%.
Well, it was closer to probably like a 72, because, you know, you can't get 100% on every test.
But if you could learn everything by osmosis, wouldn't you get 100%? That homework
wouldn't
be difficult at all.
Because people who paid attention don't get 100% all the time.
Right, because...
I'm sure there were tests I got 100% and didn't pay attention in class.
Right. So, what's the point?
What's the difference between somebody who paid attention and doesn't get 100% all the time?
Your head's about to explode. That's all I know.
I'm just confused by what you're asking.
I'm just confused on how you figure you've picked up these things, but you only pick up certain things, not all. I don't get that, I guess. If nobody's telling you and nobody's taught you the things, yet you just know them, wasn't that the point you were making?
No!
What were you saying? See, I wasn't paying attention. That's what happened. What were you saying? You said osmosis, didn't you?
I said osmosis.
Okay, yeah. You said you think... But isn't that what he was saying?
I was trying to... Yeah, I was trying to understand what he was saying.
That's what we were trying to... So what was he saying?
I'm still confused.
Oh, we're confused. What are you saying?
He's saying he can talk during class and... So I may be in the background. He's hearing it.
I could
subliminally or something.
Yes. Yeah. So then, what's wrong with what I said then?
You said I'm not actually learning it because I'm not.
That's what you said. I'm not paying attention. That I'm just kind of picking it up because it's in the air. I didn't learn it intentionally. It just got in there.
I mean, I learned it though.
Yeah, but so why aren't you learning everything? Why isn't everything just coming in? I'm sure the teacher says it at some point.
You do kind of learn a lot of things, but just by it being there.
But you don't get 100%.
People who pay attention don't get 100%.
Because you don't learn everything. That's what I'm saying. You don't pick up everything. So you just pick up selective things through this osmosis?
People who pay attention don't get 100%. So if I was not paying attention and could do just as well as the people who were paying attention, I was learning just as efficiently as those people.
Right, but they would say they didn't get everything because they weren't paying attention or didn't understand. You're saying you're not paying attention at all, so there's no follow-up, there's no anything. So I don't understand.
Yeah, random chance. Remember this.
So why can't you learn everything like that way? Why are certain things slipping through the cracks?
Okay. Have you ever, so you know, like, the thing where, like, if you hang around a whole bunch of people who are, who are rude, you're going to end up rude. If you hang out with a whole bunch of people...
I've been here with you guys on Friday night, and I'm still pretty nice.
We're not rude.
We're not rude.
We're not rude.
Rude people don't think they are. Evil people don't think they're evil.
I agree.
You know, that's a hard thing to learn in life. The most evil person in the history of the world didn't think they were evil. You don't get up in the morning and think, I'm evil. You don't. If you did, you wouldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah, you don't.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
See, good, like...
Oh, that's another one of my philosophies. If you're the smartest person in your group, get a new group.
That's true. It's kind of like war. I had brought this up a long time ago to one of my teachers. I don't know why. I was just thought it was an interesting concept that I had thought about. But there is no, like... good side and bad side and more. It's just two sides.
I think there are shades of gray.
Both sides think they are fighting for the right thing.
Yeah, but there are people on the outside of it who think, what is that? If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You don't think there's a lot of gray in the world? They might think they're right, and they might think they're right, but I might look at it and think, well, why is that even happening?
Yeah.
So I think there are more than two sides to every story. What if I don't think either one of you is right?
Am I talking backwards or something? Because, like, I feel
what
like...
What did you hear in that?
I feel like
what did you hear?
I feel like that's what I just said, and then you no, have to just rephrase it a different way.
No, didn't he say there are two sides to every story?
I don't think he phrased it exactly like that, but it was something along the lines of, you were like, yeah, there are two different
sides. One side believes they're right, and the other side believes they're right, and that's it. I don't believe that. I believe there is... Maybe nobody believes that either one is right.
If nobody believes that either one's right, there's not going to be a war.
But there's more than two people involved in everything. Like, I could be fighting for one side as a drafted person, but maybe I don't believe in the cause. I just don't want to go to jail. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Matt, where are those people you got coming in tonight?
We're at the halfway point, Matt. Where are those people?
Halfway point. You're striking out, bud.
I don't think they're coming.
Some people say yes. Some people say no. Some people aren't sure. There are more than two sides to that story.
That's for sure.
Has the character ever been to JFK's where he's been buried?
The Eternal Flame? Have you ever been to the Eternal Flame?
Yeah, in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
I did. I have been there. I've gone.
Did you leave, like, chocolates and flowers there?
No, I'm really not that obsessed with
JFK. For the hottest president? Leave your number. Did you leave your number there?
I didn't.
Give me a call in the afterlife. Hair? Was it his hair?
No, I didn't see him. He's buried.
Oh, he's buried. Was it his hair that gets you all...
Oh. Yeah, I mean, he has good skin. His hair is good.
How have you seen his skin?
There's pictures of him.
Oh, those are airbrushed.
Oh, okay, well, they work for me. He looks cute.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
Yep.
All right. Well, we got to go to break. We've got a big second hour coming up, though. This is a very philosophical first hour, wasn't it?
Indeed.
Very, I think so.
Yeah. Maybe the most philosophical hour we've had in the entire history of this program, because Matt's guest didn't show up. So we didn't want to get very deep into anything, but whatever. All right, we're coming back after the break. We've got a song coming up here, the debut of PS117 in our top 10 list tonight, and a whole lot more interesting conversation to come on this program. Stay tuned, get the cheese dip, get the tortilla chips, and we'll be back after this.
Come. CRT Mechanicals. Address, 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number, 740-225-4495. Webpage, crtmechanicals.com.